If you're serving the Lord, doing what He says, and you're walking in obedience to His Word, He's going to bless you. He says He will. It's just like today. I was kind of amazed this morning. I thought first thing when I got up this morning, I thought, boy, my hair is really long. I'll run by the barbershop and let them cut a little of it off. So I ran in the barbershop, and there was two or three chairs, didn't have nobody in it. And so I went in there, and everybody wanted you to come to theirs. And I said, well, this guy, he cut my hair last time, so he did another good job. So I just let him do it again. So I went over there and sat down in it. And, of course, I'm talking. This guy's talking to me. And he said, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm retired. And he said, you're retired? What did you used to? I said, well, I used to be an engineer, but now I'm retired, and now I'm busier than I've ever been in my life. He said, well, what are you doing to make you so busy? I said, I've become a preacher. I said, God called me to be a preacher. So I said, I got a Bible study class tonight in Dallas. I got to teach tonight from 7 till 9. And I said, it's wonderful to serve Jesus. I said, you ever seen God do a miracle? No. And I said, well, He sure does things for me. He said, like what? I said, oh, let me tell you a few things. And so I started down the list with people. And now there's four chairs in there. Everybody, every chair's got somebody sitting in it. And ain't nobody talking in the barbershop but me. Even the ones that are sitting over there waiting are listening. And ain't nobody talking to nobody. They're all listening to what I'm having to say. And then when I get through talking about all these miracles, the guy finished my hair. He ain't said a word. And I stop and I get up out of the chair and I said, do you know Jesus? Well, he didn't hardly say nothing. So I turned to the girl sitting in the one over here. I said, how about you, young lady? You know Jesus? Yeah. I said, where do you go to church? She said, I don't go. I said, you ain't much of a Christian then, are you? I mean, God said in His Word, you know, if you're my child and say you love me, you'll obey me. Did He not? So if you're not going to church, did He say go to church? Yes, He did. He said go to church. And even the more so as you see the day of the Lord approaching. And I'm telling you, the day of the Lord's approaching rapidly. It's rapidly coming. You know, any day we could be out of here. You know, and of course, the Lord's coming for you could be in death, too. But that ain't going to be no different. If He comes and takes us away all together, the church or part of the church or whatever, He does say He's coming for those that are looking for His coming. So if you're not looking for His coming, you might be a Christian and be left. That's just like last night, Cheryl, she got this little book from Hilton Sutton. She's reading this. She come in, honey, look at this book. She said, let me ask you a question. Do you think all Christians are going when the Lord comes again to take us away? I said, no. She said, you know, Hilton Sutton, he believes just like you do. He says they're not all going too. He says only those that are obedient and are looking for His coming is He going to take away when He comes again. I said, well, that's exactly what the Scripture says. So me and him read the same book. You know, so we've studied the same book together. Now, there is some people don't believe there's going to be a rapture. A lot of people don't believe there's going to be a rapture. But I believe there's going to be one. I believe, and I may be wrong, but I believe there's going to be one. I believe He's coming for us because He talks about it in the New Testament. Yeah, in the Old Testament, He didn't talk about it. He talked about the day of the Lord. But in the New Testament, He talks about the day of the Lord too. But He talks about the catching away of the church. And I believe He's coming for those of us that are obedient, that are serving Him. And one day, for those of us that are looking for His coming, one day we're going to have the most awesome day we ever had in our life. You know, you're going to be running, like doing something or working, or I'm going to be doing this, or I'm going to be flying an airplane, or I'm going to be casting the devil out or whatever. I'm going to reach over to pray for this guy, and all of a sudden, where am I? In a heartbeat, in a flash, we're going to be in heaven. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, sir.
Wow. It's in a twinkle of an eye. It's going to be over, isn't it? You know, but you know you could be driving down the road just like that today and somebody hit you from the side and you're in heaven and you didn't even know you got hit. And a lot of people, that's their rapture. Everybody that's died knowing Jesus that has gone to heaven, and some of them have happened just like that. You know, some people, they were just, everything was going perfectly normal and all of a sudden, bam, somebody hit them in the side. They didn't even know it was coming. Didn't even see it. And the next heartbeat, they're standing before the King. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. But that's how quick God can do it. You know, others have laid in beds and suffered and then died and went to heaven. And others have laid in those beds and died and then went to hell. You know, and people that thought they were Christians. You know, so it's amazing when you think about all the things that's going to happen. But those of us that are looking for His return, He's coming for us. Sooner or later, He's coming. The Word says He is. You know, I know there's a world of difference in thoughts, the way different people think about this, but let me tell you, I believe He's coming for me. You know, now, you don't have to agree with me on that, but you can wait and go out on the second load if you want to, but I'm going to be in the first one. Cheryl and I, you going with us? You going with us? We going on the first load. When Jesus comes, we going out together. You know, praise the Lord. Did you have a question? Oh, yeah. He says He's coming for those that are looking for His return. Yeah, that is in the Scripture. One of these evenings I'll teach on all that and I'll have all those the Scriptures together for you. Yes, ma'am? Wait a minute. We can't hear your question.
I've been going to this class at my church, and this teacher, she's just awesome, but she said she knows four preachers who do not believe in the rapture.
Oh, sure. I know a lot of them. I know a lot of people that don't believe in the rapture. You know, I mean, how many preachers do you know that don't believe God's a healer anymore? How many people do you know that don't believe God does miracles anymore? How many do you know? I know a whole lot more than to believe that He does do things. I was raised up in a church for 65 years of my life that never saw a healing in church. Never taught it. Never talked about the Holy Ghost. Never saw anybody filled with the Holy Spirit. Didn't believe it was real. So, what's wrong with us? We don't believe the Word. Is that right? Did you have a question, Joseph? Was you holding your hand? Sir?
An answer. Now, I say that there's a lot of people out there who believe in the rapture. Still not going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I believe that. There's a lot of people that believe that God's a healer, but they don't ever get healed either. You know, and because they think He's going to heal them, they don't know He already has healed them. You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I've never asked Dave this question, I don't think. But you knew that Jesus could heal people before you got healed, didn't you, Dave? Yeah, if He wanted to. Yeah, you knew He could if He wanted to. You know, I mean, but that's why He's so sick all of His life. Because He didn't know the truth. But now He's learned the truth. Now He's learned how to walk in divine health. So praise the Lord. You know, so that just goes to show you, you know, we can learn things and we can change.
One of the things that I've noticed in my prayers that have changed since I've come here is that when I'd start to pray and ask God to do something, I just stop and go, well, I know I don't need to ask You that because You've already done it. You've already given Me the power to do it.
Amen.
In Your name.
Amen.
So it's like every time I catch myself, it's like, okay, I'll start and pray for this. And then it goes, there ain't no use in me praying to You for that because You already know. You've already given it to me.
Amen. Amen. And you get your answer, don't you? See, it's already done. That's just like this guy the other day. He said, I had never heard. In fact, we got a nice letter. I can't think of this lady's name. The one that wrote the, was that her name? Cheryl something, that's right. Sherry, but her real name is Cheryl.
Okay.
That's right, her name was Cheryl, her nickname was Sherry. That's right. But she'd been sick for years of her life. And she had a list of, I think, what, 15 things, honey? At least 12 or 15. She had all kinds of things wrong with her in church, going to church, but never knew that Jesus was a healer and that He'd already done it for her. When she listened to some of my teaching, she heard that He'd already paid the price. All she had to do is repent of her sins. He'd forgive her. And then stand by faith on the promises. They're already hers. She sent us a letter 2.5 months now. She has been walking in complete health for the first time in her life. She's been sick. 15 things wrong with her. All these years in church. Had no idea that it had already been done by the King. And she got a hold of it, repented of every sin. She said, I had no idea that I had to repent of every sin and then rebuke the enemy, command him to leave. And she said, as I did, I repented and started thanking God for what he'd already done, and said my healing started showing up in all these things. And she said, today, at the writing of this letter, I am completely healed for 2.5 months of everything. She said, when she was on 15 medicines in the morning and in the evening, and she said, when I heard that he'd already done it, I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you, and I'm getting off this medicine cold turkey right now. Bam! And she said, the next few days was awful. And then it got great. Got great. No more pain. No more nothing. But she said, it was really awful for a few days. Who do you think was trying to convince her this wasn't going to work? Sure, the enemy. But she didn't. She said, if it's written in that book, I believe it. And it's done. And this woman, nice letter. 2.5 months for the first time in her life, completely healed. That's just like Susan out in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. 6 years old to 56 years old, had that scoliosis. Last January, she heard our teaching, got a hold of it, called me on, I think it was January the 1st or 2nd. I prayed the prayer of faith for her and told her, woman, it's done. All you got to do is believe God. She said, I believe it. She called us the other day, wrote us a nice letter, everything. Absolute confirmation from doctors and everything. This woman, which had been sick since she was 6 to 56, 20 years had been in serious condition. The last 2 years had been down as an invalid at home. Today is out gardening, tilling her yard, working, totally healed, living in a body without pain. She said, it's like something I've never experienced, to live in a body without pain. I've been in one that's in pain. I didn't know the King had already done it for me. Isn't that amazing? Has bedridden the last over a year. Bedridden. And now she's healed. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? It's wonderful, isn't it, Dave? It's wonderful. You know, Dave knows. He does that too, you know. So his body was in control. Now he's in control. His spirit man is in control over his body because his body's lining up with the Word. But it didn't for the first 40 years of his life.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.